Welcome to the Outdoor Dream Jobs podcast, where we round up the hottest jobs available in the outdoor industry each week. I'm Allie Carr.
And I'm Jenna Selmer. We also run Basecamp, an online community of more than 21,000 outdoor industry insiders who share jobs, industry contacts, and advice.
If you haven't noticed, things look a wee bit different around Basecamp. We've redesigned, and you'll notice a new logo that we have in our group, and our newsletter had a facelift, so it's going to look a little bit different this week. And now that the 20K giveaway is complete, and we're actually at 21,500 members, we are going to be doing a weekly giveaway each week in the newsletter. So that's going to continue into the foreseeable future. So definitely subscribe so you can see what the prize is each week. This week, to launch it off, we are giving away a Thule jogging stroller that is built for dirt, roads, whatever you tread on. And it's also the top pick from Wirecutter for jogging strollers. So it's a pretty sweet prize.
That's actually an insane prize, let me just say. I also want to shout out Sarah Woolman, who designed our logo. She works at the Arctic Refuge up in Alaska, and she also did the art for Fat Bear Week, if you're familiar, so we feel very special to have worked with her.
Yes, follow her if you don't, because holy cow, she's an impressive human.
She really is. Yeah, we'll put her Instagram in our show notes. It's well worth a follow.
All right, so let's get into the jobs. The first job that we have is with BOA, and if you're not familiar with BOA, they are the little dials that you sometimes see on cycling shoes or snowboard boots, ski boots, on the back of your helmet. It's basically a fit system, so it's a dial that you twist to make it tighter. It has kind of a wire cable that runs through whatever product it's in, and then you just pop it out to loosen it. If you aren't familiar with BOA, hopefully you recognize the product after I just described it. So this job is in Denver, Colorado, and they are looking for a testing laboratory manager. So someone who can come in and test these different BOA dials to see what's working, what's not working. The pay is $65,000 to $73,000 per year. And you'd be working with a testing team in the laboratory and reporting to the testing director. This position is actually entry level, so you just need to have a high school diploma, but you also should have some knowledge and experience with statistical analysis, and CAD is really helpful, and some other sort of professional tools. So maybe you've had an internship, or you just have, you know, an interest in those types of skills.
Another entry-level position is with the Chesapeake Bay Foundation that is in Annapolis, Maryland. It's a fellowship for 1 year, and it's for the Making History campaign. Now, this organization defends and protects the Chesapeake Bay. They do education for adults all over the region, and they have a staff of about 200 people. Their budget is about $30 million. So this is a pretty big organization and a great opportunity for somebody, specifically somebody that will be graduating in the spring of 2021, either undergraduate or graduate. They love somebody with an educational background in environment, biology, conservation, and they really, really want somebody who is interested in diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. It's going to be a really fun job because you are actually out there engaging with the community. You're going to be doing some policy work. You're going to be doing some development work. You're going to be doing some communications work. You're really getting a lot of experiences here, as well as serving as a diversity advisor for this campaign. You're going to be working with the VP of HR, the Chief Diversity Officer. This opportunity is absolutely amazing. Plus, it's paid at $45,000 a year, which is amazing for an entry-level job, and housing is provided. So if you're interested at all in the conservation sphere and the Northeast region of the U.S. is interesting to you, I would absolutely apply for this one.
Awesome. The next position we have is with Rivian. If you're not familiar with Rivian, they are an adventure sort of focused electric vehicle company. They have the first electric pickup truck that's coming to market. I think it's coming later this year. And there are people who have already pre-ordered them. And they are looking for a retail guide. They're looking for a lead retail guide in Venice. So most of the jobs with Rivian that we've seen have been in Irvine, California. So this position is in Venice next to Santa Monica. That's the famous Venice Beach, I'm sure y'all have heard of. And they are looking for somebody who is going to help bring their retail location to life. So somebody who can really embody the brand and work on things like activations at the retail location. So somebody who really has a passion for people, education, community, and creating impactful experiences. So they're going to be looking, sounds like they're going to be looking at their retail location as a place for community. This is a very awesome job. If working with people is your thing and providing those experiences that they'll remember is also a passion for you. So definitely look into this if you have experience with event planning, community, program management, and you like being kind of interfacing with the customer in person.
If you ever said to yourself, I wish I got in early with Tesla, this might be a good opportunity for you. Yeah,
definitely. Good call.
HipCamp is hiring a senior communications manager, and they are allowing this person to be remote, which we're super excited to hear. HipCamp basically allows landowners to provide their land at a cost, almost like an Airbnb for people that want to camp or bring their RV on it. So it's sort of like crowdsourcing places to camp. The communications manager will do all of the normal communication stuff. They have a very global press strategy and they're well known around the world. And I believe that they are going to be trying to expand. So keep that in mind. And then you're also going to be doing some government relations because this is such a senior role. So if you have about 4 years of experience and you really want to work for an outdoor brand in a remote capacity, definitely consider HipCamp. They're a wonderful organization.
Fantastic. And similar to HipCamp is a website called CampSpot. Not totally exactly the same. What CampSpot does is they are a search engine for places to camp, family campgrounds, RV sites, glamping, all sorts of different modes of camping, if you will. They have an interesting software actually that connects these campgrounds to TripAdvisor reviews. It looks like they're also peddling their software on their website. So if you're a company that could use a similar software, this might be worth looking into. But this position is for PR and partnerships lead. And it's going to be based in either Grand Rapids, Michigan, Colorado, or Illinois. So it looks like there is some room there for flexibility as to where you're based. And Goldie's trying to chime in here in the background. So they're looking for a PR and partnerships lead. So somebody who can work on the marketing team and really help them in a very, very rapid time of expansion and growth. So if you know how to oversee an affiliate program, develop relationships in the camping industry, Goldie's spitting out her tongue at this one. anyway, this is for someone, maybe not her, but if you, you know, can do PR and work with media to get to place hits, then this is a great job for you.
Moose Jaw also has an entry-level position open. I'm just laughing because I'm reading the job description right now. It is for a photography and production coordinator. Straight from their job description, essentially the job entails production and photography and other stuff. That's how we got the job title. So you're working with a little bit of humor in this crew. I mean, that comes through in the job listing. If you want to know more about Moose Jaw, they're a huge online outdoor retailer. I think they are one of the absolute largest. And we just did a podcast episode with Owen, their CEO, so you can check that out. But basically, this person is going to be supporting the marketing team in photo shoots and web content, and you're going to be actually taking the photos and then preparing them and editing them. They would like you to have some experience with both digital photography and product photography. Like I said, it is a entry-level position, but they definitely want somebody that knows Photoshop in and out and then also Capture One. And they really, really, really want someone that has experience with like studio lighting and image sizing. So take that as like the minimums, but then also they would love somebody that has knowledge of outdoor apparel. So you don't need to have been in the outdoor industry to take this job, but if you have been, if you have experience here, definitely put that in your cover letter. It will make you stand out. And this position will be located at their headquarters in Madison Heights, Michigan.
The next job that we have is with Alta Cycling in Washington State. So Alta Cycling is the parent brand of Diamondback, Rally, Ghost, Redline, a bunch of different bike brands. And they are looking for an e-commerce specialist. So someone who can optimize their websites and their email campaign performance, and really, you know, generate growth and customer engagement. This job is, you know, definitely listening to the customers and incorporating their feedback, understanding SEO, having a very strong understanding of digital and marketing communications. And if you have bike or outdoor industry experience, they're calling that a plus. So this job is based in Kent, Washington, which is just outside of Seattle and also the, I guess, former home of REI. I'm also going to point out this is an entry-level position. So that and the Moose job position are both entry-level.
Yeah, we were prioritizing entry-level this week because of the feedback from our listeners. So always get your feedback in. And our last job is with Internet Fusion Group. It's a really interesting position. It is a paid media intern for Kickstarters. Now, this one is actually based in London. Of course, it's entry level because it's an internship, but we thought it was so neat to think about somebody actually taking on the role of being in charge of Kickstarters because they are fundamental for so many companies. We're going to be talking to Andrew Lifson, who really based his business strategy on the Kickstarter method. We talked to Gretchen from Muttruck, who did the same thing. So this is a big deal. And we haven't seen companies say, look, we want somebody focusing on this aspect. It involves marketing, it involves e-com. A lot of skills are based in this. It is with that Internet Fusion Group, like I said, but this is an outdoor theme. It's actually for a new-ish to the scene outdoor media group over in the UK, so that would be very exciting. And they specifically are trying to help folks at risk of long-term unemployment with this role, which is also a really unique thing. So if you're keen to work in e-com and marketing and Kickstarter sort of interests you, definitely take a look at this position.
Fantastic.
All right, everyone, that's it for now. You'll notice that sometimes we only do the hot jobs of the week on Outdoor Dream Jobs, and that's because we're testing a new format where we give you the jobs each week and then we do an interview that is a separate format that we release during the week at a different time. So if you have opinions on this, we would absolutely love to hear them. Please go to our show notes for our email address. We are also going to be starting a new format that features industry folks and how they broke into the industry because we're realizing how important that key information is to our audience, how they networked, who they networked with, where they went to do that, what their application looked like. All of those really detailed tips we're going to be gleaning from people across the industry, across roles, and across seniority in their career. So look out for that. Make sure you are subscribed to our newsletter. We have the free and the premium version, and we are going to be doing giveaways going forward each week. So it is well worth signing up. If you have any questions or comments, if you would like to be a guest on the show, or if you have feedback for us, please go to outdoordreamjobs.com. We would absolutely love to hear from you.